Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Laya Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit layahealthcare.ie. Laya Healthcare, looking after you always.
Lads, money mentor and life coach Santa Zogara is back again on the show, and we're going to talk about some tips and advice for the Christmas period. Santa, how's it going?
How are you?
I'm grand.
Thanks for having me, Jen.
It's great to have you back. Listen, I bet you're all sorted for Christmas.
No, I'm organised a little bit, but I'm not all sorted just yet. Jeez, not yet.
Can we ever really...
They couldn't get the Santa list down, do you know?
Oh. I know. We got our Santa list down, the letters are gone, and that's the most prepared I've ever been. But can we ever really be prepared for the amount of spending at this time of year?
I think that's a hard one, because it really makes... You have to focus on your mindset with that, because you're going to get so much coming at you, telling you what you need, telling you how you should show up, tell you what you should be buying for people. And it has to be a personal decision where you have to say, enough.
No.
I'm done.
Yeah.
And actually ask yourself, what do you want? What do you think that your perfect Christmas would be? Not what you're told that it should be. I feel like I've been on a rant about this lately, but that's what people
have to... We need to
hear it. People need to get it straight. You know, they need to, and some people need permission as well to say, look, lads, I can't afford it this year, or I cannot go as mad as I've been going the past few years. You know, like we're talking about a cost of living crisis, and we have to just be mindful of each other and mindful that we don't know everything that's happening as well.
Yeah.
With everybody's situation, and understand that budgets are changing, you know, so let's just say, And respect that.
Yeah.
And I think that's the most, if you ask me a tip, that's one thing I'd say.
Be honest.
Stop expecting so much. Be honest with your family. Mm-hmm. Be honest with your friends. A lot of people would be relieved to say, look, thank God. You know, the level of energy keeping that up, like, you know.
It's exhausting.
The level of energy it takes. And let allow people, one of the things that I would say is meet people at your level, not where you think their level should be. I have a friend, she loves BTs, she loves a designer, she loves everything. And I remember one year I saved, I got a bit of a bonus in work, and I was like, I'm going to get her a €200 voucher, because I'm a spender, a natural spender.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, thank you. And I was like, what? That's all? €200 voucher? That's all? And the next year I got her a book, because she was into mindfulness, and she was like, thank you so much. She was nearly crying. You were listening to me.
Yeah.
And I was like, the book was €20. That was like 10% of last year.
Yeah.
You know? And it's almost like I couldn't afford that €200. I was just trying to, you know,
impress.
Keep up with the Joneses, mm-hmm. and impress her. And she was like, I just wanted my friend, you know, to be listening to me.
Do you know what I think I'm going to dish out this Christmas to my friends, my kids? Babysitting credits.
Jen?
What?
Like, I would give me one. Send one over to me. Take my kids.
Genius. Babysitting, because
that really matters.
Yeah, because, you know, we're all time poor and they are invaluable. Yeah.
Invaluable. Like, and give me a last minute card as well. You know, if something pops up, I'd love one of them as well. it's like a last minute. I could call you. You said.
But come here.
But that's what it is. Yeah.
It is. It's putting a bit of thought. And what do people actually need? Do they need a bit of time? Do they need you to walk their dog? Do they need a babysitting credit? And it's not going to cost you anything, only your time. What advice have you got for people hosting the big Christmas dinner? Because I'm doing a big Christmas Eve thing. But the big Christmas dinner, there's a lot of pressure for that. And I find that quite stressful.
Make sure you have like a meal plan.
Okay.
And you don't have to do every single thing as well. If your mom is good at stuffing, you know, if you have somebody who's really good at that, ask them. Just go, will you make that stuffing for us? I know. You shouldn't expect some one person to be struggling for the whole day as well. You shouldn't. Like, you know, my mom, she's hardcore. She doesn't like the desserts. But she would say, Santa, will you make, you know, the way you make this lovely apple pie? I'm like, I thought I was just going to go down there to chill for the day. But then when I look at it, I'm like, she has a lot on her plate. So make yourself a meal plan. Make sure you know exactly what you want to make. And if there's somebody that does something really well, utilize them, you know. And that's okay. And you could still host and look at the waste as well. Look at last Christmas. How much did you buy and how much did you end up throwing out? There's only so much turkey sandwiches, turkey curry, turkey fajitas that you can make. So you don't need the biggest turkey.
But you're
a
great woman for the planning. I see you on your Instagram and you're doing something
I love a little plan now.
You love a plan. Yeah. But you do tell the listeners plan. What you do. To get, because you're time poor, like all of us. Like, you know, you're a mother of two and you work and you have a lot of things going on and businesses and things going on. But you get up an obscene time in the morning, don't you?
I do. Jen, like, this is a whole even other conversation because I was diagnosed this year with ADHD. And so my mind is going at 2,000 miles an hour all the time. And I get up really early because I don't get a minute to myself during the day. And people are like, you're mad doing this. I'm like, no, this is like the best gift I can give to myself. I get up, I don't be trying to do everything. I get up and do things that I really like doing. And I love the quiet in the morning. I go out and do my skips. I go out and do a little walk out the back. I'm happy with myself. I sit down, have a cup of tea. I actually realize I have neighbors as well that are on that mindset. I'm like, oh, there he is. We know each other at that time, but it sets me up for the day and it gives me a little bit, you know, of control, whereas the day can go mad, you know. Any day can change. The kids end up getting up and they're sick or something's happening. I'm ahead of it, and I think that's it's really important for parents and people alike to give yourself whatever. Not everybody will get up at 4:30 or 5:00. But whatever you like, get up a little bit earlier and give your and start your day slow. That's what I would say.
Yeah.
And
I love it.
It's making me think differently even for Christmas. It's like, man, I want my life to be like this.
Easy.
You know, all
easier.
In.
I do find that because I watched you and I started doing the same myself. So thank you for that. I started getting up a little
bit
earlier.
Your influence, Jen.
Like hashtag influence to the max. It has changed my mornings because normally before I was getting up early, I was just shouting all morning, get your skull back, get your back, we have no time. There's none of that now. I was actually making Lego with my kid at 7:15 this morning because I had time because I was up at 6.
Yeah.
And you just have these moments where you can just ease yourself into the day, which is so important because we're all time poor,
so
and it'll
easy.
Just give you more time to get the lunches made, to have that coffee, to do your skips out the back. If the young fella gets up to play, to say yes to making Lego with them for a change instead of going, no, I don't have any time.
Or like, come on, let's go. The madness, the anxiety getting out that door. It's now that we're kind of like, okay. You know, we all, mommy's ready. My son can't get over it. He's like, what are we having for breakfast today? Because he's a foodie. He's like, what? Mom, you had fruit out and everything today? Oh, I guess I did.
Yeah.
I'm going to have me shower, enjoy your breakfast.
I love
you
it.
Know, like,
I
like,
love
it's
it.
So good.
Come here. What's this I hear about you and Get Ireland Active? What is it? Where can people find out more? You're an ambassador. Is that right?
I know, get me, right?
Go on.
GetIrelandActive.ie, it's the digital database from Sports Ireland, and it's just really good for people who are trying to get more movement in or they want to connect through that. First, when they contacted me, I was like, this couldn't be for me because I'm no gym buff, you know, but I'm somebody who goes out all the time with my family and we're always out hiking, we're always out, you know, seeing what's around us. And it's a really cool way of going, what else is out there? Do you know?
Yeah.
You can literally just log on if you want to do swimming, if you want to do indoor stuff. There's always something. I couldn't believe, like, just over my wall, literally, there's a gym. And I was like, I think I might do some strength training. And I was like, where will I go? It's literally 5 minutes away from me. I wouldn't have known that just from me checking out this app, checking out this website today.
Amazing.
So I think that for anybody who just wants to do something a little bit different, even, you know, with Christmas coming up, meeting someone and having an experience with them, this is really perfect. And it's cost effective as much as you want, depending on your hobby. And it's for all abilities, all ages. So
lovely.
All budget.
Listen, you're amazing. If people want to follow you on Instagram, I think people should because you do great stuff online. Where can they go? What's your handle again? Just give it to people.
It's just Santa Segaro. I'm on Instagram, on TikTok, and yeah, follow me and join the madness.
Join the the organized madness. I love it. Santa Segaro.
Organized chaos.
If I don't speak to you, have a great Christmas. Thanks for coming on the show and giving us some home truths, really, isn't it? That was money mentor and life coach Santa Segaro. She's amazing. Just how do we get the most out of our Christmas spending? I suppose be honest with yourself, your family and your friends, and don't be afraid to say no.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.